evening, all.
Evening!
Young man, take your hand out of your pocket. You're not here to enjoy yourself. This is no time to count your money. Try it with the other hand. It feels like a stranger. Anyway, welcome once again to another evening live at the Fishops Balsam Bumtree Club. Or as we laughingly call it, the convent. I've been here for 2 years and all I've had is none. Either that or it was a monk in drag. The name, in case you don't know, is Lee Sutton, DSM, OBE. Dirty sex maniac on the bed with everybody. My friends all call me the coward, because I take it lying down. My family call me Tivoli, because Tivoli is spelt backwards, means I love it. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm so glad you could all come, because if you hadn't, I'd have been a right prat here all alone on my own. Looking around, I can see so many familiar faces and things. I also have relations here, if I'm lucky. And you notice all the pretty girls sit right up front just to make me look ugly. They don't have to use cement and a trowel, not even on their face. But my makeup is done by Hammer. That's not the studio, it's the tool. Last time I made my first LP, things weren't so permissive as they are today. For instance, I was never allowed to say or even and definitely not. But now, if they don't like it, I can tell them all to go and themselves. I'm glad that worked, anyway. Says here, turn over and smile at the audience. They must think I'm a bleeding acrobat. Actually, I must tell you that tonight, my recording manager, Mr. Robert Barrett, he came up into my dressing room. He said, I've come to discuss the new 12-inch. He said, I'm hoping to get it out in time for Christmas. I said, well, don't wrap it up fancy on my account. Actually, Christmas is my favourite time of the year. Do you know, last Christmas, I decorated my whole place with mistletoe from top to bottom. Honestly, I have never been kissed so much in all my life. Next Christmas, I'm going to try sage and onion. No, please. Don't clap, just buy me brandy, I'm quite happy. Actually, I'm very sorry I'm late coming on tonight, but you can't always time it. Because, actually, I've just come back from Littlehampton. And, no, my doctor sent me there for a rest. And I thought, with a name like Littlehampton, what else could you do? You know? When I arrived here tonight, that big chap at the door, you know, he said to me, you must be whacked. I said, well, if you insist. But I would like to dispel an ugly rumour that's been going round that I am stuck up. Well, I can assure you, I haven't been for ages. My trouble is that I'm short-sighted. I am, and I can't see anyone unless they're really on top of me. Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat. It's better than a toad in the hole, they tell me. But if I'm not on form tonight, because it's due to the fact that I didn't get to sleep until after 5 this morning, and usually I only have 4. And I woke with such a jerk, and I said to him, "What's your name?" He said, "Phil." I said, "Well, tell me your name first." Would you believe I was born in a trunk? Would you? I was. Didn't have to make the elephant talk funny. But honestly, if my dad knew what I was doing for a living, he would turn over in his cell. He would. He would. And from what I've heard, he does it quite well. And quite often. But I was interviewed by the press recently, and they said to me, they said, "Is it true you used to be a cover girl?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Magazines?" I said, "No, manholes." One paper recently wrote, they said, "My act was fit for a king." Well, they didn't actually say that. They said, "I perform like a queen." Oh, hello, the newlyweds have arrived. Lovely to see you up and about again. We're going to do a little number now. This may be a bit of a mystery to some of you because it is written in a foreign language. But in the second half, we do explain it, what it's all about. We'll do our best. The campus little bonerique, and when you bother me it leaves me weak. Bonerique, my heart starts a racket every time I see your packet. Bonerique, your popularity almost makes me spring a leak. I grant your every wish, I'd even grease my dish just to see your bonerique. Got the tatty gaff, I know your drag is naff, but I love your bonery. One more your Raya's card, no your pots are rod, but I love your bonery. Your lallies look like darts and you've got nanty cards, but I love your time. Bonerique, nice fat, wait for me. You've got the campiest little bonerique. You've got a nice face for a woman, even though you are a fella. And when you look at me, it leaves me weak. When you look at me, I feel as though I've done 7 days inside. Bonerique. My heart starts a racket every time I see your packet. I get so excited when I look at your wages. Bonerique. Your popularity almost makes me spring a leak. Whenever you speak your mind, I almost lose control of myself. I grant your every wish. I'd even grease my dish. I'd even cook for you. Just to see your bonery. You've got the tatty gaff, your flat is full of potatoes, and all your drag is naff, your wardrobe's worse than mine, but I love your bonerique. What more, your Raya's odd, patriotic hair, red and white with a navy blue parting, and all your pots of cod. There's something fishy about your teeth. Take them out, have a whale of a time. But I love your bonerique. Your lallies look like dots. Your legs are so thin if they were bowed. You could take up archery. And you've gotten anti-cots. Your old grey mare has nothing to pull. But I love your bow. She walked up to the barber shop, the sign was rather queer. It said, during alterations, we will shave you in the rear. Tell me, if a light sleeper sleeps with a light on, does a hard sleeper sleep with a window open? We have a few news flashes for you. These are late news flashes, you missed the first one already. A sailor was in court charged with stealing a young man's wallet from his back pocket while waiting behind him in a bus queue. When asked if he didn't feel the sailor's fingers groping, the young man replied, "Of course I did, silly, but I didn't know he was after my money." The most unusual wedding ceremony took place in Miami last week when a young couple who are both keen skin divers were joined in holy wedlock on the seabed. The bride said afterwards, "We first met going down at the same time." "And when he kissed me for the first time, it was right on the bottom. It was really romantic, even though it was covered with jellyfish, fungus and crabs." 200 girls at a private school in Laswell admitted they were responsible for hoisting a pair of pink bloomers up their school flagpole as a protest against their school being closed down. Their headmistress, Miss Fortune, said, "I deeply appreciate the girls' loyalty." I'm acting. "But they should not have been so impulsive. At least they could have waited until I had taken them off." The man who jumped off the post office tower in London last week has been identified by Mr. Randy Cummings of Letchwood, father of 27 children. At the inquest, the coroner said, "It is obvious this unfortunate gentleman has spent so much time on the nest, he thought he could fly." Married couples can now determine the sex of their babies before they are born. If you want a boy, you should eat meat. If you want a girl, you should eat vegetables. My parents must have been on a diet of fairy cakes. A doctor in Somerset has said that everything that is put into a baby's mouth should be thoroughly boiled first. That is why most modern mothers are against breastfeeding. A farmer in Kent is rather worried because his chickens have swallowed elastic bands. One of them has laid the same egg 6 times. The police are having another arson probe in Portsmouth. They say there is more arson about in Portsmouth than... Let me finish. A queer pickpocket was arrested in Soho last night. He took the owner and left the wallet. An old lady, don't bother to clap, I'm too tired now. An old lady of 105 was interviewed recently in Sussex. She said she had never had a doctor in her life. One cynical reporter said, "Do you mean to tell me, madam, that you have never been bedridden?" And she said, yes, I've been table edged as well, but you don't have to print it. You may not believe this, but I'm one of these people that everything I touch turns to gold, honestly. Half my local tradesmen, I was right the first time. Half my local tradesmen, they can't even walk for nuggets. They can't rip it. So I went to the doctors. I went to my doctors. I said, I haven't been feeling myself at all lately. He said, good, it shows your taste is improving. While I was there, I met one of my neighbours. She came up to me. She said, oh, she said, you must help me. What can I do? She said, my husband keeps beating me. My husband keeps beating me. What can I do? I said, you must learn to do it quicker. What a dizzy cow that one is, honestly. Do you know she still thinks a bunk up is a coal bin on the roof? I said to her, I said, my kid's sister's just lost her virginity on the back seat of a bus in London. She said, oh, tell her to go to Baker Street. It might have been handed in. She said to me, did I tell you about my Jessie? She said, she won a beauty contest at a holiday camp. She said she was ever so nervous when she was first entered. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, a short while ago, I was very lucky. I passed my driving test. I was taught by BSMM, big strong Matlow called Michael. But sadly I went wrong. I stalled at the lights. They kept on changing. I couldn't get started, not even with all my knowledge of mechanics. I know sod all about cars, but a lot about mechanics. I was still there 10 minutes later, and suddenly this policeman came up with a sense of humour. He said, what's the matter, dear? Haven't we got any colours you like? So on I went on my merry way. And I was stopped by this bloke with this huge, excuse me while I look at the script, rucksack on his back. He said to me, he said, I'm looking for a campsite. I said, look no further. Then I got this huge truck in front of me. And would he let me pass? Would he? He wouldn't. Finally, I caught up with him. And when I saw him, I gave him one of my special looks. He said to me, what do you think you're looking at? I said, I know what I'm looking at. I've never seen one driving a truck before. But you know what they say, it never rains but what it pours. And this week, I've had one of those weeks, you know. I've lost my umbrella, my lighter, and my ring. All in one week. I'd love to know what happened to my umbrella and my lighter. Do you like the outfit I'm wearing? Yeah? Good. It's what I call my smoking dress. It's sort of a shag drag. I was lying in bed only this morning. I turned to the wife. And I said, Harvey. I said, nudge Joe, wake him up. I said, and tell him to nudge Beulah. And tell her to nudge Ringo. And tell her to nudge Cliff and Janie. We were having what is known as a lazy chain. We're all too bleak and tired to do anything, you know. Now, honestly, if I had my time over again, I would be an MP. I would. Who said a male prostitute? That wasn't what I meant. Now, I would love to have been an MP. I would love an all-night session in the House. I would, really, with the chief whip on the back bench. Meanwhile, I've been asked to announce tonight's raffle. The proceeds are all going to the old lady's home, so please give generously because I need the money. And such prizes, my life. Look at the choice you've got. Teapots, flower pots, jam pots, pepper pots, pistols. I have a request here from Butch Chunky, Spike Meatface and Slasher, and all their friends at the Road Out Finishing School for Young Mysteries. Well, I'm ever so sorry. I can't do the Merry Widow or the Chocolate Soldier because I do know my limitations. And two little boys are definitely out. Honestly, one of my fans said to me, only that you didn't know I had more than one fan, did you? One of my fans said to me only the other night, they said, nobody can touch you. I said, they can, but no bastard wants to. He said, I've heard that you work sort of tongue in cheek. I said, I'm a drag act, not a contortionist. Anyway, later on in the evening, I shall be doing other numbers from my other LPs, such as Serenades for Cattle Breeders or What a Load of Bullocks, on which I did lovely numbers such as Beat Me Daddy on the front side, and You Always Hurt the One You Love on the other side. It was a scream. Actually, I've been asked recently about my film career, and people wanted to know how it was progressing. Well, I have done a few more sequels. I've done a sequel to The Lion in Winter entitled Big Pussy is Frozen. I did a sequel to The Gay Divorce called The Camp Wedding. I did a sequel to Easy Rider called Hard Mount. I did a sequel to Morgan, A Suitable Case for Treatment. It was called Sutton, An Easy Bag to Handle. I did a sequel to Hang 'em High called Let 'em Dangle. I did a sequel to I Am Curious Yellow called I Was Inquisitive Brown. I did a sequel to Moon Over Miami called Sun Under Your Omi. Since then, I progressed to the small screen and I did a sequel to A Man Called Ironside called A Bitch Named Copperbottom. And I did try to audition for Oliver because I thought I would have made a lovely Nancy. Do you know, they told me I was too butch. That's my trouble, too butch for Nancy and too Nancy for butch. But I have done many shows since I've been living here in Portsmouth. One night, I remember, I was going to do this show. I walked up the gangplank and I was followed by this rear admiral. And, well, that's the only way to be followed, isn't it? And he said to me afterwards, he said, I've noticed, he said, you had no panties on under your miniskirt. I said, you don't put cotton wool in your ears when you're going to a concert. He said to me, I wonder, would you like to see my quarters? For a minute, I thought he was cutting it up, you know. Thought he might offer it round. Anyway, I went to his quarters, you know, and we had 4 concerts and 1 rehearsal. That's the same as a concert, only nobody comes. And from there, I did a cabaret at a nudist colony. Honestly, and when I got there, it was sports day. They were all limbering up. They were, honestly. There they were, all bending down, touching their toes as I arrived, you know. I thought they were skinheads with their teeth out. I went up to the bar to get some cigarettes, and they got this midget waiter behind the bar to make the drinks look bigger. And I said to him, I'd like a couple of highballs. He said, won't we all duck here? This fella walked up, he said, you care for Dickens? I said, I've never been to one. At the club, it's all happening at the club. There are mothers and dads who are still make the scene. There are dolly birds and fellas and a few in between. At the club, nobody gets a brush off a snub. And whatever gives you pleasure, you can find it made to measure. At the club, it's all moving at the club. You will get a warm welcome, whatever you are. You can be rough and ever ready, also bloody bleeding dar. At the club, where those handsome waiters serve you bone a grub. And no matter what you spend here, you can always feel a friend here. Later. At the club. And there's a versatile young trio. Who play everything from Romeo, but lay me down and do it again. To Oh Sole Mio. At the club. And if you're stuck without a bed, just ask for Norman, Charles, Eddie or me. I know it don't rhyme, but I wasn't going to be missed out. At the club. Yes, if you're looking for a change now, there's a wide, extensive range now. At the club. Every day is like a fun day, but it drags a bit each Sunday. At the club. Everybody aims to please here. Why the